Macmillan Audio presents Null States, The Sentinel Cycle, Book 2, by Malka Older. Read for you by Christine Marshall. For my parents, Dora Vasquez Older and Mark Louis Older, who make everything possible. Chapter 1. A huge tree branches high over the entrance to the compound. The shade would be welcome, because even in the rainy season the daytime temperatures are over 43 degrees, but a flock of large white birds is draped over it. Roz has to hope she'll get used to the smell, but getting in and out of the compound is going to be a literal crapshoot. Information, projecting annotations and explanations over her vision, can tell her that the tree is an Acacia auriculiformis, and that the birds are Chiconia chiconia, but Roz doesn't find out why they don't get rid of the birds until Amran's briefing. It's the first topic she covers before the logistics of their meeting with the head of state or even the security guidelines. "The birds weren't there when I signed the rental contract 3 months ago," Amran tells them, in a tone that says the cawing has already frayed her nerves. The owner of the compound, Halima, is pregnant, and it would be bad luck to disturb the birds and worse luck to cut down the tree. From the sound of it, Amran has mooted both possibilities. Roz isn't going to judge her. Amran is the information field lead for this sentinel and will be here for years, while she and the rest of the SVAT team are only in CAS for a week, maybe two. She's more interested in the problem of how difficult it would have been to get that story from information. Without the inside knowledge about the pregnancy, you could ask about birds and trees all you liked without getting anywhere near the explanation. Roz starts doodling an algorithm. "According to information, the birds are seasonal migrants," Minj puts in hopefully. "Halima says they will leave after the rainy season," Amran says, but she doesn't sound cheered. Roz switches on visuals of the local weather forecasts. This week, sunny 47.8, sunny 47.2, sunny 46.1, sunny 48.3, sunny 48.2, sunny 46.7. Next week, sunny 49.4, sunny 48.5, sunny 48.8, sunny 48.4, sunny 47.8, sunny 46.1, sunny 46.6. She flips further ahead. Sunny, sunny, sunny. Having explained the smell, Amran is getting into the protein of her presentation with a three-dimensional headshot of a thin, neatly bearded man with a wide smile and twinkling eyes rotating in the center of the room. A personal history tracks down the side of the image. Abubakar Ahmed Yagoub, known by the identifier Al-Jabali, because he was born in the Jabal refugee camp in what was then eastern Chad.
And he became sentinel governor here?
Charles's interjection is more disbelief than question, but Amran answers anyway. He moved here 10 years ago and was one of the key activists pushing for the adoption of micro-democracy. Although, of course, it didn't happen until the Sudanese state had collapsed from within, Al-Jabali is credited with laying the groundwork for a smooth transition and leveraging that into political success, both as sentinel governor here and as head of state for the whole Darfur government. Amran throws up a large projection of the area previously known as Darfur, now divided into 78 sentinels of 100,000 people. Each is empowered to choose its own government from among the over 2,000 worldwide, but in this isolated region, most of them have stayed local. 30 of those sentinels are held by the Darfur government, led by Al-Jabali. It's a strong showing for a government competing in its first election, but Al-Jabali doesn't seem satisfied. The government's policy papers and rhetoric are rigorously, even stridently pacifist, but there have been troubling occurrences of nationalist talk and hints at expansionism. The most disturbing incident occurred a few weeks ago, when 19 Darfuri citizens staged a rally in a sentinel belonging to 888, a corporate government that originated in China. Al-Jabali has been courting the international stage, promoting the expansion of the Darfur state to anyone who will listen. He hasn't gotten much play globally, but his rivals here are paying attention. This is not a particularly sexy assignment. No knife-wielding fanatics ranting about people they hate just across the sentinel line. No dicey border redrawings. But
Sample complete. Ready to continue?